Welcome back, everyone. You know who it is. It's Nick. It's Jay. We're ready to break down everything going on in the big old world of Pitt football today. But you know what? I may be a little energetic after we missed last week, but I know someone else in this call right now. They might be able to bring that energy up just a little bit more than I can, just a tad bit more than I can. So we're going to introduce it to my wonderful co-host, Zay Stewart.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show, man. And I just want to let you guys know to grab your terrible towel, settle in, and get ready to experience the pulse of Pittsburgh like never before. This is the Pittsburgh Buzz, man. And we're buzzing in your ear. And we just ready to just get to talking to sports. And I'm happy to be on here with you, Nick. So what's going on?
Ah, you know, man. You know, a lot's going on. The Bucks are winning games somehow. And I'm a huge baseball fan, so that's exciting.
I seen that. And I actually didn't like get into baseball like that, but it's cool to see like everybody excited around town about what's going on with baseball.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh loves baseball, and unfortunately they have not had a good team for a very long time. that's to put it lightly. But yeah, I mean I'm excited. Hopefully they keep going. They did this last April too, where they played out of their minds and then they slowly came back down to earth, but we'll see.
Getting their butt kicked. I know that they're playing right now. I don't know how well they're doing. I think they're winning right now, but
yeah, they're up pretty big on Washington right now. I don't think it's final yet. Yeah, they just ended 8-4. They won, so that's pretty sick.
Oh wow, go so Pirates, man!
Sounds like Pitt football.
Yeah, what a foreshadow. I love that. But listen, shout out to all the baseball Pirate fans, and you know they're 5-0 for the season. So, you know it's a good start for them. So we're gonna give them an applause. I think if I played baseball, I'd be an outfielder for sure.
Those hands that everyone talks about you having, you know, it just makes sense.
Stop. Uh-oh. I just don't think like if somebody's throwing like a 95 per hour ball at me, bro, that's why I'm giving credit to baseball players, because it's hard. Like I'm looking and I'm watching, like it's hard. Like I would try to butt. Is that what you call it when you like hit it when it
a bunt, where you like basically just tap it into the ground? Yeah.
I said butt. But yeah, I think that I could probably do that and just take off, because I'm not hitting and swinging. That's credit for them. So
No, we're good. We need that analysis. But no, man, all is good. I checked out the UFL, that new, I guess it's not new, but that's the new name for the USFL XFL merger. I checked some of that out this weekend. It's fun.
I definitely. And did you see that they changed the kickoff?
Yeah. The NFL basically stole the old XFL kickoff. So that's going to be,
You like it. Let me just say from a person.
Go ahead. No, I insist. I would rather hear your opinion first, since you can actually talk about as a player.
No, for sure. Like growing up, and you know, kickoff used to just be 11, your best 11 versus my best 11. We're just gonna go sprint down as fast as we can and try to knock off the returner. So it's a more physical aspect, you know, and I think that I'm gonna miss the more physical aspect about it, because I love seeing people run down as fast as they can, just try to just run over the blocker and get to the tackle. You know, like that physical aspect of football, it resides in like old, I guess not old players, but I feel like it just resides in football players in general, because that's physicality that we love. Like, I don't love it because I don't like getting tackled, but at the same time, that physicality of, you know, football, like what is football? It's a helmet, shoulder pads, physicality. Boom, end zone, safety. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that it's more so getting rid of that physical part, but it's now it's like, oh, you got to be quick. You got to be fast, because it's not even, they're like 5 yards away from each other or 10 yards away from each other.
I think it's 10.
Like, come on. Like, what are we, you know, we're going to see how it goes. I'm the type of person to like evaluate the situation. And let's just see how it goes, because at the end of the day, it's a new rule. Like,
yeah,
special teams is it's real special teams. Like, it's soft. Special teams is NFL's becoming more soft. I hate to say it.
Nah, like, that's a fair analysis. It was fun in the XFL when they did it. Excuse me. It was fun. You know, it added some more suspense to the play. In the NFL, there's so many touchbacks. It's basically like a, you know, just something they have to do. You know, there's really never going to be many returns. So, like, I'm excited to see if it makes the play more exciting. But at the same time, like, I like those. And again, this is Rich coming from a dude that never played more than like intramural flag football. But like, I like those high speed hits. I like chasing them down, running full speed. You know, I like that potential where there might be a big breakout there. But I mean, with, again, just how often there are touchbacks, I get why they would change it to make it more exciting. But one thing I ain't here to, you know, I'm hearing no opinions on the hip drop tackle being banned. And
I didn't hear nothing about that. The what?
They banned the hip drop tackle in the NFL. Like, you cannot do it anymore.
I have to see an example. Hip drop tackle?
Where, like, if you were, say you got burned and you turn around and, like, grab them at their waist and then, like, slide down, like, you can't do that anymore.
Nah, Nick, you know what? The first I was upset about the special teams kickoff. Now you're telling me you – how is a defender supposed to tackle him by his feet? Like, smack his
– I don't know. Like, if a big tight end gets past you and you're a little, like, DB or something, what are you supposed to do? Like, do you grab him at the waist and just yank back and they blow it dead after a few seconds? Or
if I was a defender and he has long hair, I'm jumping toward the back of his head and I'm tackling him by his hair. I would hate that happened to me, but that's the only option you're giving me, cousin. Hey. I mean, come on.
It's a doggy dog world out there.
Nah, man. You had me at the kickoff because I was about to ask you about your parlay. Like, what is your parlay ratio for kick returns happening?
I think Cordell Patterson's going to score at least twice for the Steelers this year on a kickoff. There we go. That's not a parlay. That's just a prediction.
No, I'm not going to lie. That's actually a great, because the Steelers, and that it brings it back to the Steeler, the Pittsburgh culture. Cordell Patterson, a new signee for the Steelers. And I think he'll end up getting a kickoff return the whole season. If we're going to correct the whole season, I think he has one.
All right. That's fair.
But I don't think that there's going to be a lot of kick returns because there's not a lot of space. I don't think there's going to be any kickoff returns this season. Prove me wrong, people. Prove me wrong, athlete.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. This is only April. I mean, it is April already. It's crazy. It felt like it was just the new year. We're already inching closer to that summertime. Zay's been practicing.
Did you go Easter egg hunting?
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'm an only child. Of course I had to do an Easter egg hunt when I came back home. Made that 2-hour drive.
I didn't say happy Easter, so I was going to bring that back up. I went Easter egg hunting now.
Classic. But, this is a good time.
What were you saying, bro?
I was saying, you know, we're inching closer to the actual start of football season, so we're going to see all of these, new rules and stuff be put into action sooner rather than later, even though it seems like the new year just got here. You were even practicing last week. That's why we unfortunately couldn't do an episode. Zay's back out there. Asking you as a friend at this stage, more so than trying to question you for the show. But, I mean, you didn't play last year at all. So, like, as far as I know, so, like, what's it like getting back out there again?
Man, it's definitely, like, it's different. You know, it's not different, but it's like, all right, change of scenery, change of atmosphere, and getting back on. I'm getting healthy. I'm still on the road to getting healthy. And it's definitely something that, you know, to adjust back into and be in that football, the receiver room and all the coaches, seeing everybody, meeting new players, new people, that new environment, man. It's definitely something where I love to do being. And then it's the weight room. You got to go in the weight room, do the lifts, learn the playbook. And, oh, gosh, for the playbook, God. That's my least favorite part, but I love it though. I love it. You love every aspect of it. So it's definitely cool getting back. For sure. For sure. And then the spring ball game is this week. So
we getting lit. We getting active.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this weekend. this weekend. So
Pitt, I can't remember, Pitt's in a week or 2 weeks for the spring game, but I know theirs is close too. But yeah. It should be fun. But we'll actually get into Pitt now. Talking a little bit before the show, we made earn this one. Tight end coach Tim Salem, former tight end coach, I should say, ACC, going to be joining Georgia Tech. What do you make of that? You told me something pretty interesting about Coach Salem, and just want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, Coach Salem from Jersey. He's actually from Jersey, so he was the one who actually recruited me out of high school. He was one of the reasons why I ended up committing to Pitt, because he was very persistent. And you talk about energy, he's the definition of energy. So he was one of the coaches that, like 6 a.m. in the morning, you talking like, yo, he's on 120. Like, he's on over the moon. He's energizing players when we're wiping our eyes, wiping the gunk out of our eyes. He's one of the one coaches that, like, walks into the room and be like, Hey, everybody, we're going to get you. Like, you ever seen Courage the Cowardly Dog, bro?
Yo, oh, of course. That's a classic.
Bro, he's like that in the morning. When I tell you, he's up in the morning, like, and he's just going crazy, like, energizing players because, you know, we have an early practice. So he's just that energy. So it's definitely cool to see the person that recruited me, he's still coaching. And Georgia Tech, shout out to that's my sister's alma mater, by the way. Georgia Tech, not a fan, but, you know, it's definitely cool to say he's going to stay in the ACC.
Better than SMU.
Right. Way better than SMU.
Just a little. But yeah, he's one of Narduzzi's first hires, that original crop of coaches he brought in. So fortunately didn't make it through when the new regime was kind of brought in here on the offensive side. But yeah, he's going to stick with coaching in the ACC. So we'll see if Pitt ends up regretting that, maybe.
We're going to see about it. I know that, you know, he was definitely a good coach. We're going to see. We see him.
Oh, yeah. He's got to stay loyal to Pitt. You can tell that hurt him, but he had to stay loyal to Pitt.
Yeah, he's still going to be saying H2P on the low. Like, he's going to be in Georgia Tech. He's going to be still saying, he's going to be whispering H2P. Like, he's going to whisper H2P to a Georgia Tech. I swear. He's a diehard, like, Pittsburgh guy. Yo, I swear. Mm-hmm. Like, H2P, he's going to say it to the wrong Georgia Tech fan, though, and it's not going to be nice. So hopefully he doesn't say it to, like, the wrong Georgia Tech fan. H2P, H2 what?
Only other thing I really wanted to dive into, I know you want to talk about some of these pro days and stuff, but Phil Jurkovec started off as a quarterback last year. We all know about that. You don't need me to recap that for you. You know how that all went down, but he did make that switch to tight end. He didn't really – I think he was on the field for like a handful, maybe only one snap as a tight end. But he said he's confident he can get a shot in the NFL. He thinks he's ready. You think he can make that adjustment? Just from your perspective, you know, what do you make of that confidence? Is it kind of just, you know, buying into your own hype a little too much, maybe a little too big of aspirations, or do you think that's actually a possibility?
I just think that he's not wrong, you know, like, if that's his ability, you know, he thinks that he knows it, he's saying it, you know, you are only going to believe in yourself. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's his biggest believer and he knows what he's capable of, and who's anybody else to tell him otherwise, you know? I mean, besides stats, you can do that, but at the end of the day, you know, if he's saying that he's confident enough to do it, man, go ahead. I mean, 32 teams in the NFL. You don't think there's 32 quarterbacks better than you, cousin? By all means. You feel me? By all means.
Talk about the UFL earlier. Maybe he gets some more film there at the tight end position playing in the UFL.
Hey, listen, anything can happen. You know, that transition from quarterback to tight end is crazy. So if you can get some reps in the UFL, bro, get the tape. Get the highlights, bro. Don't ruin your highlights. That's actually a pretty smooth transition. You know, you're still a pro. Tight end is crazy, though.
It is. That is a very random thing to happen.
Right.
When that happened, I was like, huh? But – say. We'll see. I like the confidence. You know, it might sound like I was dogging on him earlier, you know, kind of criticizing him. But, I mean, if you want to play at that next level, maybe you know you're not as good of a quarterback as you need to be to get there. But, you know, you make that transition to tight end, you work on it, and you go, well, this is kind of natural. You know what? There's nothing wrong with believing in yourself.
You know,
if you still want to play on Sunday, why not?
Why not? You know, it's there's never – nobody can tell you no besides yourself and maybe a judge. But, you know, it's more so just got to keep on swimming. That's how I always say.
You oh,
know,
man.
If you want to get to P. Sherman, Nick, you gotta hang with me on this one. If you want to get the P. Sherman 42 Wallaboo Way, Sydney, you just got to what?
Just got to keep swimming. That was 15 minutes and 33 seconds. That was the longest he's ever gone without bringing up just keep swimming. I don't have that officially, but I'm willing to say that's a fact. That's an official stat.
I definitely do say that quite often. If you guys listen that long to the episode, I definitely do talk about Finding Nemo a lot, you know.
Why not?
It works.
It does. What do you have for this episode, Zay?
Well, honestly, I've been seeing a lot, you know, I've seen that, you know, Kate, the basketball cat, the basketball, I'm still upset that we missed March Madness, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, come on, guys, how do we miss March Madness? But I've seen that my man's Blake Henson says goodbye for his senior night, you know, give him his flowers. I have to give him his flowers because, you know, it's actually quite tough the way that he played this season. So I gotta give a shout out to the basketball team. And then the pro day. We could talk about the pro day. I don't know if you've seen the pro day and how good everybody did, especially the standout that they were talking about. My man's AJ Woods. And yeah, man, I gotta give him an applause too, because my man's had a 40-yard dash of 4.35. My man's sliding.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't know who you noticed the standout for the pro day. Did you see anybody in particular that you've seen, or like?
Just saw Bub Means continuing to do some good things. Yeah. And then I think Devonshire was on there. I think he's still kind of building up. I looked at a few lists of like Panthers that really stood out, and I'm pretty sure Devonshire was on a few of them. And then I also read somewhere Devonshire, the Steelers are kind of interested in him as a day three pick, keeping him in the Acrisure complex there. So I guess we'll see what happens. But
that's actually quite like to be in the same place. You know what I'm saying? Like that would be so tough. Hopefully the Steelers actually like, I don't know if whoever said that is valid, but hopefully that is actually true, because that would be sick.
Yeah. Shout out to Blake Henson too. That emotional social media post there, kind of saying goodbye to Pitt. It stinks his career had to end the way it did. He's been there for a while, and they kind of got screwed. I don't know if screwed's the right term, but there's a strong case for them to make the tournament. They didn't get in, and then they didn't accept the NIT invite. So his career just kind of came to an abrupt end, at least his career at Pitt. So it felt a little underwhelming, but what a baller. He had some great games even this year. That just showed him he is legit. He's the man, and wish he could have got some flowers in the postseason tournament. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. He definitely left his mark at the Pete there.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's just so crazy how fast, you know, you start playing the sport and then it just comes to an end. You know, it feels just like yesterday that I was a freshman as well. Like, and then just seeing all these, you know, seniors and their senior days and like just him, Blake, you know, it just goes fast, man. So shout out to him. The best, they had the best basketball season at Pitt I've seen in a while. So for sure. Is there anything else that you seen though, like over the pro day and anything else with Pitt, man? Like I know,
I just remembered Shane Simon had a good showing too. So I just want to shout him out, and linebacker. Just wanted to give him his flowers. If we're in the flower giving mood, yeah, I just want to give him his flowers. Sounded like he had a really good show, and I can't remember any of the stats that I saw off the top of my head, but making his case too. There's some dogs on that Pitt defense. I know they didn't have the best season cumulatively as a unit, but they have some really good players on that defense, and it's great to see them kind of building their draft stock, because I think maybe some people kind of had a skewed perception of how good some of these guys are individually because of, you know, some of the big games they allowed as a unit. But yeah, it's great to see so many defensive names, him, Woods, and others on that list for guys who kind of upped their draft stock.
Yeah, and it just goes to show how, you know, it really, you know, recruits people from Jersey, because Shane Simon is from Jersey.
Oh, man.
Listen, Pittsburgh, keep recruiting people from Jersey and you will get the results that you want. Not going to lie, Kenny Pickett was from Jersey. The list goes on and on. I had to say that. I'm sorry. I had to say that because, hey, Jersey produces, man. You can't forget about. I'm applaud Jersey. I'm Jersey. Wayne Simon, Jersey. So, hey, I had to mention that, Nick. I'm sorry.
I saw your contract, and I know you have to mention Jersey and you have to mention Wallaby Way every episode. So you don't owe me nothing. You just keep doing you. But no, man, I think that's a good little recap of what's been going on. Nothing major, nothing huge yet, but as we get closer to this draft, not too far away, we're going to see if anyone does take, I don't know if take a chance is even the right term, because these Pitt guys, they're going to ball out if they get an opportunity. So hopefully they do get some products taken there in the NFL draft, and we get to talk about them and what that could mean for wherever they end up going.
No doubt. And we just wish the best for them during draft night, because, you know, draft night is definitely a little goosebump, a little flabbergasty feeling, like a little bubble gut feeling. So we're going to hope for the best for all the Pittsburgh cats that, you know, get in the draft. So shout out to them, man.
For sure. Some drafts coverage, some exclusive interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my friend Zay over there. And then spring game, there's a lot to cover in these next couple weeks. Whether you like it or not, football is going to be the talk of the town again pretty soon here.
Hell yeah. We're going to applaud that.
So, yeah, we're going to keep it real. You're going to keep coming back, I hope. And we're going to keep trying to find out where the hell Wallaby Way is. Is it real? We'll find out. Zay, anything from you before we head out?
And y'all are going to keep on brushing y'all teeth. Hygiene. Make sure y'all put deodorant on. Hygiene. And then tune in next week because, you know, we love you guys when you're tuning in. So do that.
Absolutely. Please. Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for checking us out. Apologies for no episode last week. But like I said, Zay's back on the gridiron. He's out there. And then, unfortunately, I was busy the back half of the week. So there's nothing we could do there. But we're always pleased to come here and talk about some Pitt football. And like I said, we had some interviews coming back up in the burner here. So we're gonna make up for it. I promise.
Yeah, we know you guys missed us, but we're back.
Yeah. Well, you need your fix. Hope you enjoyed your fix this week. We'll see everyone next week right here on the Believe Network. Take care.